The Public News Service Daily Newscast, October the 13th, 2022. I'm Mike Clifford. The latest research on the state of working Pennsylvania says a tight labor market and new levels of union organizing are offering new opportunities for workers. We get more from Danielle Smith.
Pennsylvania's unemployment rate in August was the lowest since June 2000 at 4.2%, and more than 6 million Pennsylvanians are either working or looking for jobs. Stephen Hertzenberg, executive director of Keystone Research Center and co-author of the report, says with smart and worker-friendly policies, the next several years should see a sense of possibility for those workers.
This year's report shows that, first of all, there are more job openings than there are unemployed workers looking for jobs. So individual workers have more leverage in the job market. It's easier for them to quit and find another job just as good.
Hertzenberg adds, this is also a moment in which wages are rising in Pennsylvania and have for 7 years now.
And in Massachusetts schools, the counselor to student ratio is critically high. One counselor for every 364 kids. Catherine Cawley reports on some schools' efforts to meet these increasing needs.
Some 70% of public schools nationwide have reported an increase in numbers of students seeking mental health services at school since the start of the pandemic. School counselors say they do it all, from helping kids cope with depression or anxiety to academic and career counseling. But academics come second when a child faces emotional issues. Tama Lang is an elementary school counselor in Chicopee who says she struggles to help all 350 students in her building.
Sometimes I wish I could clone myself. Because if there was another one of me, I could get so much more done and meet the needs of students better.
Some districts are offering sign-on bonuses to recruit more school counselors, but say not enough people are entering the master's degree programs required to work in schools, and federal funding received during the pandemic will soon be gone. Backers of Massachusetts' Fair Share Amendment on the November ballot say it would direct new tax revenue from million-dollar incomes to public schools and potentially help ease the caseloads of school counselors.
Now from the New York Times, Alex Jones and InfoWars parent company Free Speech Systems must pay close to $1 billion to the family members of 8 victims of the shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary and an FBI agent who responded to the scene. The Times reports Jones was not in court to hear the jury's decision, had been found liable for defamation after he spent years falsely describing the shooting as a hoax and accused the victims' families of being actors complicit in a plot. As a result, the families were threatened in person and online. This is PNS. A proposed high-speed rail train could change the way people travel across Long Island and through the New England states.
The line, conceived by the North Atlantic Rail Alliance, would provide easier access to such cities as Boston, Hartford, New Haven, and Providence from New York. The idea grew from a discussion on how to cut travel times between New York and New England, says Robert Yarrow with the North Atlantic Rail Alliance. He says it is possible, but finds the biggest challenge so far is a lack of faith in projects of this size.
Well, there's this kind of general skepticism in this country that we can't do big things anymore. The people just don't think we have the ability to pull off multi-state, multi-billion-dollar investment projects of this kind.
Recent years have seen growing efforts to integrate high-speed rail into the U.S. system. Currently, the only contender in the U.S. is Amtrak's Acela line, and that averages 82 miles an hour, despite a capability of 150 miles an hour. But with a cost estimate of more than $23 billion, the new route would need financial backing as well as public support. I'm Edwin J. Vieira.
And every domestic violence death is a tragedy. Advocates say data this year on youth fatalities is truly shocking.
The Ohio Domestic Violence Network's report of DV fatalities reveals the highest number of youth fatalities since the count began 7 years ago. Director of the Systems Advocacy and Policy Council, Lisa DeJeter, says 22 youths were among the 112 total deaths, including 16 kids younger than age 10 and 6 infants.
Most of them quite literally babes in arms that were shot while their mothers were holding them. The youngest victim was actually a one-day-old baby. The mom was 8.5 months pregnant and was shot in the abdomen. She was delivered before the mom passed, but the baby died of their own gunshot injuries the next day.
DeJeter says a 5% increase in fatalities caused by guns is also concerning, which were 91%. Mary Sherman reporting.
Finally, Eric Gladys tells us President Joe Biden was in Colorado yesterday to designate the Camp Hale Continental Divide area north of Leadville as a national monument.
Soldiers from Camp Hale are credited with helping turn the tide against fascism in Europe during World War II. Bradley Noon is a 10th Mountain Division veteran and explains that the Army recruited the nation's top mountaineering and ski athletes and brought them to the Rocky Mountains to learn how to be soldiers.
The 10th Mountain trained at Camp Hale and then were deployed to Italy and were able to take a number of key points in the landscape that the Germans thought were unclimbable, unconquerable, until they met the 10th Mountain Division.
Soldiers returning from combat helped found Colorado's world-renowned ski industry.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported. We're heard on radio stations big and small, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.